This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's so today to be joined by regular guest Liz Hudson, regular guest and very well listened to guest. Liz is going to talk to us today. She founded her own company nearly 10 years ago now around advising private equity funds and their sponsored companies on sort of product fit, market product development, how to expand product lines, and a lot more. She's going to talk to us about women's leadership and women founding businesses. Liz, take a moment, introduce yourself, introduce EGH, and let's talk about advice for women leaders or observations about women leaders and a lot more.
Absolutely. Great to talk with you, Scott. Yes, I am the founder and the principal consultant of EGH. And as you said, Scott, we're a consulting firm that primarily focuses on the private equity space, fully healthcare products and services, consulting everything from product development to business strategy to transition management, mergers and acquisitions and the like. We have a lot of fun with what we do. It's as you said, we just hit our 10-year mark and we're totally excited and invigorated about that and excited about what the next 10 years bring as well.
But it, thank you. It's really been remarkable to follow you. I was introduced to you by a brilliant woman leader who I used to work with, Sarah Chacko. And so it's been a great pleasure to get to know you over the last few years. Talk a bit about being a woman founder, being a woman leader, advice for women founders. Any thoughts on that? I mean, it's obviously become incredibly common for women to found businesses. They've been very successful at it. There's lots of literature about how you'd rather invest with a woman leader than a male leader. And there's a lot to be said for that. Kevin O'Leary has very specific thoughts on why that is. But talk about being a woman leader and woman founder.
Yeah, I have to say, I look back to my parents as great inspirations to me, who, you know, woman, not woman, you be great at what you do. Liz, they would tell me, you know, just be great, work hard at what you do and don't let anything get in your way. And I think, you know, growing up in a male dominated field, I'm a chemical engineer by training. I think I learned along the way, I had great peers, male and female, that I got to learn with and be persistent through some hard learnings along the way. But, you know, it brought about character, it brought about perseverance. And again, I have my parents primarily to thank for putting that idea of perseverance and anything is possible in my own life. And when I talk to women leaders or aspiring women leaders at a young age on through to, you know, as they're in various phases of their career, you know, there's three things that come to mind. And if you don't mind, I'll walk us through those three areas that I would say are important in women's leadership.
Please do. And then I want to go back to this concept of parenting women leaders, parenting children that become leaders in a moment. But let's talk about the three pieces of advice with us that you had. And I want to come back to the subject that's near and dear to so many of us. And I want to talk about that for a moment. But let's go with these three thoughts first.
Okay, absolutely. First thing is just, you know, again, what my parents put inside of me early on is just be great at what you do. That's table stakes. I think we need to earn the seat at the table, not because we're women, because we're men, because we're minority, but just be great at what you do. You earn the seat at the table because you're great first and foremost. And you know, maybe this statement might be polarizing, but personally, I don't want to feel like I got a role at the table because I'm a female or because I'm a minority. I want that role because I'm really good at what I do. And I also happen to have this great added edge because I see things in a different light because of my unique set of experiences and thoughts and perspectives. You know, so in that vein of table stakes of being great, just work hard, work smart, soak up every development opportunity you can get your hands on. But that's number one, be great at what you do. The second thing, I would say is to be brave. And, you know, it's funny as I'm talking through this and thinking through this, my parents, these words are coming straight from my parents is be brave. I recently listened to a talk by Reshma Saujani, who is the founder of Girls Who Code. And she talks about raising girls in particular to be more brave, not perfect. And I think women oftentimes feel like they need to be perfect before they can put themselves out there. I think women oftentimes are more likely than men to second guess themselves. They shy away from taking if they don't know 100% of the answers. But that's what we're seeing, is that we're looking for perfection when really we should be pushing to be brave. Back to this line of parenting, and Scott, I didn't think we were going to head down this path, but it's so part of who I am. But I talk to my kids about this all the time. If somebody else says no to you for an opportunity, or they shut you down, your opinion, or with your friends or whatever, regroup and, figure out how you're going to persistently try again, but don't say no to yourself, right? That's self-sabotage. So saying yes, being brave. It's okay if you don't know everything, but if we don't put ourselves out there, if we don't say yes, we're never going to have that opportunity. So that's number two. It's just being brave. And I think that's easier said than done, but I think that's a really important part of leadership as a whole, but particularly for women.
Real quickly, so far, be absolutely great at what you do. Be brave, realize that don't want it to be perfect. Be brave and be willing to take chances. And tied to that, I love this concept. People may say no to you, but don't say no to yourself. Don't be scared to go after whatever opportunity it is. So don't be scared. Don't say no to yourself. Keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say, Scott, as you're saying that out loud, it's just, I think that's one that we do to ourselves. We hurt ourselves when we say, well, they're probably going to say no, or I probably am not. They're not going to think that that's such a good idea. And it doesn't come out of our mouths and we don't put ourselves out there. But shoot, I mean, if we don't put it out there, the answer's always no, right? So we just need to do more and more of that. And yeah, the third area is something that's also really near and dear to my heart, which is mentorship and sponsorship. So let's be brave, let's advocate for ourselves, but we also need to surround ourselves with great mentors and sponsors, right? But along the way, we get to enjoy that learning. We humble ourselves a little bit to hear and act on that tough love coaching that they provide for us. And we just appreciate that advocacy that they do on our behalf. And I'll say, looking back at 10 years of consulting and, more than a decade before then of being in a corporate type of a setting, I'll say that has been one of the greatest elements of my growth and success, is just having wonderful people around me that have just poured into me over my career.
So thank you very, very much. I want to go back. You mentioned it early, and it resonates so much. If I went back a generation ago, and I'm probably 20 years older than you are, 57 and nearly, moving on 60 and so forth, but what have you. But it's a very distinct parenting in some households, and my sisters, who ended up being very successful, would say that I was parented different than them. I was parented more to be in business, to do those kinds of things. They were parented less so to be pushed to be in business and so forth, but ended up being very successful on their own. But they sometimes would say that they had to persevere through that parenting versus my parents pushing that, because they were a different generation where the parents sort of might have viewed it differently. You were parented obviously different. But even now, in this generation, you could find fathers or mothers parenting their daughters slightly different than their sons. And how do you sort of... And there's probably some natural differences, but how do you sort of advise parents on raising leading sons, leading daughters, so that they don't fall into these traps of, not being parented for great success, or not being parented to be leaders if they want to be leaders, or not parenting to be a little soft on the kids, whether son or daughter? How do you parent? Any advice on parenting to develop great women leaders today, or great sons as leaders, quite frankly?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm learning this on a daily basis, and I'm sure I'll be saying that well into when they're in their own 30s, 40s, 50s. And I'm sure my parents are saying the same thing about me too. But I think first and foremost, it's important, girls, boys, doesn't matter, that we're really looking at what are they uniquely gifted at, right? What is the thing that they are just special for? And identifying those things early on, speaking into them, the greatness of that special gift or gifts that they have, and encouraging those things. That's going to be different for each child, I think. And in the process, I would say, it's not about, I hope we're not still in that mindset of girls should traditionally take on these kinds of roles and boys should traditionally take on these kinds of roles, but really anything is possible, right? Don't let anyone stand in your way. Don't let anyone tell you no. And you know, I think my parents had two girls. I think if they had two boys, their mindset would have been well the same. They just kept saying, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Put your mind to it and you go after it. You work hard. Don't let anyone tell you no. And have fun while you're doing it. Don't do this or don't do this because someone is in your way. You put your mind to something, you go after it and get it. And you know, again, like I say, that idea of needing to be perfect before you can take a shot, I would want us to, as parents, remove that obstacle from them and go, you know what, if you got mostly there, go ahead and give it a shot. Or if you have inspiration, a seed of an idea, go for it. And I think both my husband and I really encourage our kids to do that, is that if they have some idea, some innovation, some crazy, you know, skit or play or song, that they should go for it. And we should be encouraging them and cheering them on as their biggest cheerleaders in this world. So yeah, there's a lot there, but I would just say huge encouragement for what they're gifted at.
But this point on not letting perfection stand in the way is so important, because whenever you're taking on a new job or you're founding a company, whatever you're doing, there is never going to be certainty that you're going to be perfect at it or that's going to go great. But if you wait for perfection, when you wait for absolute certainty you could do this job or that job, it will have already passed you by. And there's great studies on this, that people searching for perfection before they take that next step. And to courage build, not be afraid to take that next step. I mean, we are constantly in that discussion with one of our children who's a tremendous professional about not to be scared to take on that new role. It will be okay. It'll go great. You'll do great at it. You've done great at everything. But it's a constant evolution in the mindset of, it doesn't have to be perfection. It's going to do well, and you're going to do well. And proof is your history is your proof that you'll continue to do well as you take these next steps. But I love that. And it so resonates with you starting a business. You never know when you start a business that everything is going to be perfect. You want to make sure you've got the ducks lined up, that you've made an intelligent choice, but then you have to go after it. As always, I want to thank you for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We'll continue this discussion on women's leadership. Just a pleasure to visit with you on the subject. Thank you so much.
You also, Scott. Thank you so much. Take care.